Did you ever ask yourself, is Holy Week really worth all of this effort? It seems an awful lot of work for some. Are they really volunteers? And an inconvenience for others. How many times do I have to drag my kids to church this week? Alternating with, is it over yet? But for most Catholics, I think Holy Week is an irrelevance, increasingly so. You skip over Holy Week from Palm Sunday on your way to Easter Sunday as you'd skip over the fine print on a contract. It's too hard to read, and besides, I don't understand it anyway, so I'll just skip back. Where do I have to sign? We do that because I think we only half-heartedly believe half the time in heaven and hell and death and judgment. We're not really convinced that we're sinners in need of salvation, the atoning death of Christ upon the cross. The resurrection, yes, we believe in it, but, well, it's a busy time of the year, you understand, and I'm limited in what I can do. So why do we do it all of this year after year? Actually, that would be the wrong question. Everything, remember, is in how you pose the question. The better way to phrase it would be, what is God offering me these days? Why should I tune in? Why should I open that email? Why should I come maybe a great distance to participate and juggle schedules and the rest of it? Because this is our Lord's last week on earth. I believe that, yes, but, and it is a most important and holy one. Well, yes, of course, no argument here. Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, ransoms our souls with his own precious blood. Look, if you were given 1 week to contemplate the shocking fact I just quickly enunciated to you, and then you knew that Easter Sunday night you'd die, how would you live your last 7 days? If you think of it, this might be your last Holy Week. How would you spend it? Do the list. Whether it was John and Barbara and just the other week, Marge. Last Holy Week was their last. If you just had one more week, one more Holy Week, to show a little gratitude, a little generosity, to make up for maybe just a few of the sins at the top of your own list, and to do that for Jesus and for his Blessed Mother, what would you do? We've spent this Lent, at least the Sundays, with Our Lady. What if she counted on you? What if she called you? As she did to John, look, I've got no one else now. Will you escort me to the crucifixion, to the garden, to the sepulcher? I'm counting on you to get me there. Well, she is. Could you tell her that you'd still be too busy? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.